Good morning. Awesome. Beat me to it. What a wonderful morning. Let's take a moment. Father, we just acknowledge your presence right now this morning. I thank you for your promises that you give to us. Thank you that you manifest the power of your presence, the presence of your power, because you said we're two or three are gathered together in your name, you're there in the midst. We receive it. Thank you for it. Hallelujah. Oh, there in the midst. In the midst. Mitchell said something a moment ago, painted a quick picture of Jesus when they were going over to the other side with his guys. Y'all remember the story, the record they got in the boat, and they started across the Sea of Tiberias, is what the Romans wanted to call it, the Sea of Galilee, and the wind and the waves started coming, beating so much that the boat seemingly was about to sink, and they're all freaking out. And where was Jesus? Yeah, he was in the stern of the boat, asleep. So they went to wake him up, and what'd they say? Yeah, don't you care about us? We're going down here. You got to wake up and do something. And what did he do? Yeah, I think he was like, what did you wake me up for? Don't you understand the power and authority that you have? Why do you have no faith? He spoke to the wind and the sea, and the sea laid down, and the wind stopped, and there was peace. Amen. You want to share something with us this morning?
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. So I texted Dad this morning, and I texted him. Mandy said he was going to wake up and read a novel because it was kind of long. And he read it, and he said the things he wanted to say for it. And then he was like, well, hey, you want to say anything today? And I said, well, I don't really know that that's a good idea, man. It's kind of, some of this stuff is pretty fresh. And he said, well, just get up and say it and let it happen. So everybody in here kind of has an idea of some of this stuff, but I'm going to tell a story, and I don't know how quick it's going to be. I'll try and make it as quick as I possibly can. So I asked him to make that picture fresh for everybody, because I didn't know when I got up this morning how all of this stuff was going to tie in and really what it was until praise and worship. And then that picture was painted for me, and I asked him to refresh everything. So here we go. So you guys know that I was in Jamaica not long ago, and I had an amazing trip, and it was really great, and I shared some of that stuff with you when I got back. But one of the things that I didn't share, and I really hadn't shared with anybody, is there was an evening, and I was sitting there, and I was praying, and I was really thanking God for the opportunity to get there. But I couldn't really figure out what it was that I was supposed to say. Because part of me was really enjoying the fact that I could look at the life that I have here and the people that we know and the family and the friends that we have and all the things that we do. And I could look at that and I could see how important that was, right? And there was that contrast between what I saw here and what I knew that I was and we are and all the kind of things and all the stuff that we've done in Kenya and all the things that we've been involved with. And then I was thinking about the Athletic Association, how many lives we've changed, thought about all those things in contrast with the joy that those people have, right? And I saw that, and that I thought that was what I was supposed to be getting, but I couldn't figure out that thing that I was supposed to pray. And it kind of came out that evening, and it kind of came out as, well, you know, if I have all of these things, and I'm doing all these things, then thank you for allowing me to be a part of that. And it's weird because I don't feel like the enemy is really done much. He kind of just left me alone because I have all of these things. And, you know, I think about work and it's like, I'm, I'm successful to what other people, maybe the standard that they set. And so that's got to mean something, right? So the enemy is just kind of leaving me alone. And that's great. But I didn't realize that inside of me, the thing that was being asked was, hey, because I know this, the enemy's always at work. He's always got something that he's working. So inside of me, the prayer, the actual prayer that my heart was asking God for was, hey, uncover all of these things, all of these mechanizations that he's got in play. Like, let's ruin all of this stuff. But that didn't hit me. That did not hit me that was actually when this thing sort of started until this morning. So that was where my head's been at, right? Then I get home, and a lot of you guys know there's been a lot of turmoil in my life for the last 3 months. I mean, an amount of turmoil that is crazy. So, like, the wind aspect and the waves and all that kind of stuff, like, I've been living there for the last 3 months. And you guys know me, and this probably comes from a place of arrogance. Like, I'm not scared of hard work. And I was thinking this morning, the reason that scripture is so important, that passage is so important to me right this second is, think about those guys who were on the boat with him. Those were guys who were used to being on the water. They understood what kind of problems you could have, right? So for something to come up that they weren't prepared to handle probably wasn't what they were thinking when they got on the boat to go across the Sea of Galilee. They were thinking, we're just going to take a boat trip. They were seamen. They understood how this stuff worked, right? So for something to come up that was so massive that they felt like they couldn't just power through it, like, that was a big deal. And so for me, I've always looked at life and the things that we do. I'm not scared of hard work. So I figure I got enough energy to power through whatever it is that's in front of me. That's never been a problem for me. So there's a little bit of arrogance that comes along with that. And then you put on top of that, knowing that, you know, they knew that in the bottom of the boat, their plan B was always sitting there at the bottom of the boat asleep. They didn't know what that meant at the time. They thought he was just resting because he had other things. And they're like, we got this. We'll just cruise on. If we need it, in the back of their mind, he's there. So that's how I've been living. That moment for them is how I've been living for the last 3 months, 4 months at least. So Thursday night, we had rehearsal. I spent 45 minutes standing here talking to my dad. And the conversation that I had with him was the same conversation that I've been having with him for the last probably 3 years. And it was a whole lot of me, you know, bitching and moaning about the situation that I was in and the frustrations that I had and how what I was saying to him and what I meant to him was, how come I'm stuck in this position and how come I can't get out of this position? It doesn't make sense to me that I can't move forward. How come I can't move forward? And he would just kept smiling, which was actually pretty irritating to me because he just kept saying, you know better than these things. You know that, you know the steps that you're supposed to be taking. And it was true, and I didn't want to hear it, right? Because I don't normally want to hear it, because I just wanted to vent. And venting is the only thing for the last couple of years that has felt decent to me at all. Because it's all I have left, because I've spent so much of my time in this turmoil. I've spent so much of my time sort of refocusing my energy to defensive measures. I told Mandy this morning, and I had an analogy that I'm sure went over her head because she doesn't like